Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Jonathan Goldman. He's an international authority and pioneer in the field of sound healing, author of a number of books, including Healing Sounds, The Seven Secrets of Sound, The Humming Effect. Jonathan is the director of the Sound Healers Association, president of Spirit Music in Boulder, Colorado. He has been named as one of the Watkins Mind Body Spirit magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people. And tonight we're going to be talking about healing sounds. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
George, great to be talking to you.
Looking forward to this. And it was great meeting you at our Beyond Belief taping several months ago.
I thought that was an extraordinary session. Are you playing with those tuning forks?
I still have those tuning forks. I got through TSA easily with them, and it's great sounds that you gave me. The great megahertz, they were perfect.
They are harmonically related, so maybe we can talk about that later.
We've got three clips I'm going to play sometime this half hour that I'm going to have you explain each one before we go to these incredible sounds. But how did you get started in this field of sound healing?
Bottom line was I was playing in a rock and roll band in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I came back from a break, looked out at the audience, and realized that after I strapped on my guitar, that the audience that had been imbibing in alcohol and all sorts of other intoxicants was really projecting an ambiance of negativity and violence. And I realized that the music that I was creating at the time was not helping, abate that negativity. And I thought, gee, I wonder if music can be used to make people feel good. And about a week later, that shifted and became, I wonder if sound can be used to heal. Doors opened up, and that was in the early 1980s, if you like, 1979, as a matter of fact. So it's been over 40 years since then, and life has been good. And it's really an extraordinary, really interesting aspect that keeps getting better and better.
The Bible makes reference to sounds knocking down walls and things like that, doesn't it?
You betcha. I mean, you know, Jericho, Joshua and his people go around. On the seventh time they went around, they basically made sounds, gave a great shout, and the walls came down. And that basically is the concept of resonance. And you can use resonance either to heal and transform or else shatter things.
There are some, Jonathan, that think that the Egyptians made the pyramids by moving the blocks with some kind of sound resonance as well. What do you think of that?
Well, I think nowadays we've got a little inkling of that in terms of being able to use sound to, if you like, levitate ping pong balls and stuff like that. But I think back then the Egyptians and all these other, ancient architectural structures from, you name it, and they've got giant stones. How did they get moved there? The only sensible thing is through some sort of means besides a lever pulley system, and most likely working with some sort of vibratory field. And I'm going to suggest, George, that one of the things is that there's an aspect of working with sound to create and levitation. Actually, they're talking about now what are called phonons, which are really, if you like, quantum levels of sound that have the potential of actually reversing gravity. But also, one of the missing ingredients is the importance of consciousness or intention being encoded upon the sound.
That's fantastic. And you talk about two methods of using sound to heal. What are they?
Well, the first is called psychoacoustics, and that is where the sound goes into our ear, into our brain, and affects our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration. So whenever we're talking or listening to music, we're being affected by the sound on a psychoacoustic level. The other one is called vibroacoustics, and this is where the sound goes into your body on a cellular level, affecting you down to your molecules and your DNA. And that's really where the, I feel like the big money is going to be when they get into investigating sound the way it should be. Because here's a quote from the New York Times science section back in 1988, so it's not new, George. Sound shaped into dazzling tool can make, break, or rearrange molecular structure, and then the tag is, and levitate objects. So the idea of using sound to literally rearrange molecular structure has been here for a while.
We're going to listen to these three sound clips. Our first one is from Alex Sims. Tell us about him.
Well, Alex has been working with us at Healing Sounds for about, probably 25 or more years. I initially met him at this incredible workshop that was going on, talking about working with vocal harmonics. And he learned how to do these vocal harmonics that we're going to be able to hear. And what's really important is that these harmonics are part of our natural vocal system. They're found within all sounds, but particularly the most prominent in our, if you like, vowels. And so what all Alec is doing is making certain vowels, and he's changing it. He's singing one note, and the other sounds that you're hearing are the naturally created harmonics in his voice.
All right, well, let's listen to the Alex Sims clip. I bet dogs are barking all around the country right now, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, that is done as if you like a demonstration of what can be done to generate these harmonics. Could you hear those other sounds in there?
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
One tone and those other like ghost-like sounds were being manifested by his voice.
Now, if you listen to that, what is it supposed to do to you?
Well, a couple things. First of all, you're able to hear them, which is an amazing thing, and then realize, wow, if that can be done with one person, maybe I can learn how to do it. So on a level, it's just an example, because in Healing Sounds, it really focuses on this aspect of what are called harmonics, which are, if you like, George, they're the color of sound. They're the magical aspect of sound that, for the most part, we have forgotten about. They used to be known about by the ancients. The ancients probably built their cathedrals, their all sorts of different architecture, etc., and did sacred ceremony working with harmonics, communicating with the spirits, with the divine, etc., through working with harmonics, and we've forgotten about that. So one of the things in Healing Sounds is focusing on that, and it's been my great gift. We just did a 30th anniversary edition of this, and one of the great gifts is to be able to include 100 minutes of different vocal excerpts that people can listen to. Because the big do is that you can read about something, and you can read about it, and it's great. And, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but a sound bite can be worth an encyclopedia.
Absolutely. Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Our next clip is Amazing Grace by Christian Bollman. Tell us about that.
Well, you just have to listen. This is a fellow who's, he's practiced the techniques that are found in the book, and he's practiced this for quite a while, and he's become really adept. You can hear that this is a live recording if you listen, simply because you can hear a plane passing overhead and a door slamming. It's done in the cathedral. But, people who are listening, see if you can tell what, song is being sung by this person hitting one note, and he's just generating the melody with harmonics. And then after you listen, we'll get back. But I think you'll find it amazing.
That's all right, here we go. Created the Amazing Grace tone to it.
He did.
That
he
was his. That's coming from him. Wow.
That's coming from him. That's coming from him live. He's a friend of mine. I've heard him do it. And basically, you just change your vocal cavity. You basically change parts of your throat, your mouth, etc. And he was able to do it. And that's just extraordinary. You know, it shows you first of all how the harmonic series creates certain global melodies that are found throughout the planet, universal, if you like, sounds, and also the fact that if you want, and I don't certainly suggest it, but if you want, you can do some outrageous things when you are working with vocal harmonics. It's really astounding, isn't it?
Our last clip is, it's called The Divine Name, and it's done by you, right?
Yes, it is.
Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You sound exactly like our tornado siren that I hear on Mondays.
Could you hear the different, if you like, harmonics found within my voice as I'm toning that one note?
Yep, absolutely. Now, did you have to train yourself to do that?
Well, that one, I mean, there's a huge story on that one, because that is, if you like, a vowel-oriented sequence of tones that brings the energy from the top of the head down to the base of the spine, and then back up to the top of the head, if you like, from the crown chakra to the root chakra, back up to the crown chakra, and all sorts of different traditions. They talk about sound being able to do this. This is a sound that is universal, and yet it is also one of the most sacred. It's found in many different traditions, and it's something I actually wrote a book that Greg Braden did the introduction on, mm-hmm. called The Divine Name. It's just very, very powerful sound. It's one of the most sacred and powerful sounds, and I think one of the most ancient rediscovered sounds that you can have.
Now, how does these sounds heal somebody? How do they fix somebody?
I suppose that first has to do with what's wrong with the person. But on a level, you can use sound to literally, of course, restore their vibrational rate. The basic idea of using sound as a healing modality is simply this. Everything, George, is in a state of vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to planets and distant galaxies moving around their sun. And this includes our body, every organ, every bone, every tissue is in a state of vibration. When we are in a state of health, we are literally like this orchestra that's playing the symphony of the self, and we say we're in sound health. But if, you know, the second violin player loses their sheet music, they begin to play out of tune, out of harmony, it's like a part of our body is vibrating out of ease, out of harmony. We say it is, quote, diseased. And the basic idea of using sound as a healing modality is simply, what if you could restore the sheet music back to this string player? What if you could use sound to restore the correct resonant frequency to the part of the body that's vibrating out of ease or out of harmony?
Now, healing sounds, tell us about the latest edition and what it does, because it's been around for a while, hasn't it?
For 30 years, George. In fact, I like to believe that it probably was, you know, sound healing has really been gaining incredible popularity lately. And I would say that there are a lot of aspects of healing sounds that initially helped create this, if you like, movement or this awareness of using sound. So healing sound has been around for a while. It's been just wonderful. In this latest edition, as I mentioned, it's got 30 years old, but it's got 100 minutes of audible downloads. And if you can hear it, hearing the sounds literally changes the way that your brain can perceive this stuff, because I can talk about harmonics as being, mathematical, related sequence of given tones, X, Y, and Z, and get very, very heady. But as soon as you hear something, it changes the way that you perceive it. And with this new edition of healing sounds, you can now hear some of these different, really forgotten, undiscovered sounds that are so important, because they're universal principles that were discovered by the ancients.
The ancients did this, and it worked quite well for them, didn't it?
I do really think so, and it's just, I guess part of my purpose is to, like, help bring a reawareness and a rediscovery of some of these ancient sounds around. They, you know, when I first created the book back in 30 years ago, it slowly people began to become aware of harmonics, and then somehow that disappeared. And I'm just here to trust that the rebirth of healing sounds will bring in a new awareness of harmonics as the color of sound, so that we can actually open up levels of our consciousness to, if like, a new evolutionary state.
I was first introduced to sounds, Jonathan, when I used to hear that back in the 70s. But these go way, way back. But what does that sound do?
Well, the ohm, if you like, is almost a composite of so many, many different sounds and different harmonics. And the ohm is said to be, if you like, the original sound of creation, although I think we talked about this last time, but I wrote a book called The Humming Effect with my wife, Andy, and the hum and the ohm are very, very similar because they both have that in it, and indeed there are certain of the ancient Hindu scriptures that talk about the original sound of creation being the humming of energy, the humming of prana, and they had to give it a name, so they called it Om. So Om is, if you like, perceived as the original ancient sound of being. It's pretty extraordinary.
If somebody has, let's say, a non-malignant tumor, and they wanted it to go away, would sound healing fix that?
Well, I have personally experienced that a lot, to the degree that working with sound, all sorts of difficulties have disappeared, either through myself or with people that I know, tons of reports of this type of thing. So yes, it potentially can. I think there are two aspects of that whole phenomena. First is the aspect of the resonance of it, the vibration, the physical vibratory thing. We were talking about psychoacoustics and vibroacoustics.
Bombarding off the tumor, for example, right?
Yes. So, I mean, actually there are two ways of doing it. Number one is to restore the part of the body that's vibrating out of ease and causing it to vibrate back into ease, and basically the tumor disappears that way. And the other one would be, and science is doing this somewhat with ultrasound, where they're literally using ultrasound to, if you like, I call it the destructive use of sound, or deconstructive, where they're literally zapping whatever it is, and just as a kidney stone or whatnot can be pulverized with sound, they're doing that with sound. So it's another way of using it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.